Now we come back to our main agenda. Agenda number 11A, which is the Codex Strategic Plan for 2008-13. Yesterday we had some brief discussions, general discussions, where we of course touched upon Goal 5. We partly discussed other goals also. Before we left, we had completed our discussion on Goal 1. And we now move over to Goal 2 of the Codex Strategic Plan, which is promoting widest and consistent applications of scientific principles and risk analysis. May I request the Secretariat to please update the Commission on how we have progressed until now. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So Goal 2 is related to risk analysis. So that was there are also some ongoing activities and some activities which are completed. On the first one, that was the completion of the consistency of risk analysis principles elaborated by committees. So that was completed because the last session of the Committee on General Principles completed the review. There were also the finalization of the risk analysis documents which were under development in the Committee on Nutrition that was adopted at the last commission, and at this session we have adopted the risk analysis policy elaborated by the Committee on Food Hygiene, so we have the complete set. These were also included in the review at its last session this year, and it was agreed that there was general consistency of the various risk analysis principles elaborated by various committees and with the general risk analysis principles, and also it was agreed to send the review, which was CL 1-2010, to all concerned committees for their consideration. And then we moved to activity number two, because the activity number one was 2-1 was completed, and that will be now up to the various committees to take into account these discussions in CCGP. Regarding the other areas, communication with FAO, WHO scientific bodies, that will be discussed also specifically under Agenda 14B, and there is a specific document with all the requests for scientific advice. And also regarding the criteria that was completed, and the other activities that will also be addressed under the activities, the item or on the activities of FAO and WHO. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any comments from the floor on the work done in Goal 2 of the strategic plan? I do not see any flags. We move to Goal 3. Which is the strengthening of Codex work management capabilities. There are a lot of activities under this. I request the Secretariat to inform the Commission about the work done. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are various activities, and that was discussed substantially in the Executive Committee. The criteria, as indicated, Activity 3.1 is completed. In fact, this amendment to the criteria proposed by the Executive Committee and endorsed by the Committee on General Principles were adopted at the present session. And standards management, that's an ongoing activity because it is a critical review, which we have completed at CCExec. Regarding the committee making specific decision, that was also completed. Some committees have established specific criteria, and other committees consider that they apply the general criteria, and there are still some specific requests from the Executive Committee to some other committees to reconsider this issue. So this is completed except for one or two specific questions. Regarding 3.4, that was a specific activity, and that was considered by the last session, by the 64th session of the Executive Committee under Agenda Item 5 of the CCExec agenda, and that was considered In conjunction with the study from the Secretariat on the speed of standard, which had been considered first at the 63rd session of the Executive Committee and was considered again this time. So that was considering all the work management approaches that facilitate advancement of tech. So that was there was the study on the speed with some numerical statistics on the speed of standard and committee by committee description and analysis of the work management approaches, what had been, what had provided good results and what could be improved. So that you will find in the report of the Executive Committee. So we completed this activity at the CC Exec and made some recommendation to specific committees, which are then initiating activity 3.5 regarding the priority ranked request for scientific advice that was also discussed at the Exec Committee and will be on our agenda. 3.7 will be under the next agenda, and 3.8 had been completed some time ago. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any comments or recommendations from the floor with regard to goal number three, that is strengthening Codex work management capabilities, that has just been briefly informed to you by the Secretary? I do not see any flags, so there are no specific comments, I assume. Of course, the evaluation of the capacity of Codex Secretariat we are going to discuss under Agenda 11B, which comes very soon after. Coming to Goal 4, promoting cooperation with Codex and other relevant international organizations, this is an important function of the Codex Commission, and I would request the Secretariat to inform you about the progress on this. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Following the activities 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, and 4, that's ongoing activity. We have the document 6 CAC 10 33 12, which is on the cooperation with other organizations, and following the request of the 63rd session of the Executive Committee, we have attempted to present the information that we have at the best of our knowledge according to these activities, how we, for one, track the activities, encourage Codex contribution to other bodies, and 4.3, encouraging contributions to other international body in Codex work. So we have presented the detail according to these activities, and also 4.4 relating to YE and IPPC. So that was presented in the document that will be for one of our next agenda items. So that was not discussed in CC Exec, and because it is perhaps more for the Commission. And we would like to highlight a decision of the recommendation of the Executive Committee that was on activity 4.5, promoting interdisciplinary coordination at the national and regional level, which was carried out by the coordinating committees. So in the strategic plan, it mentioned that it was completed in 2009, but the Executive Committee agreed that it would be a very good idea to continue. And then the a questionnaire on this interdisciplinary coordination will be now sent to the next cycle of coordinating committees. So we will get the update at the next session. So that was all for activity four, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Yes, activity 4.5, which talks of interdisciplinary coordination at the national and regional level, it's an important activity, and this is, of course, going to be forwarded to the coordinating committees. The idea is because it has a capacity building angle to it, so therefore it is an important activity. Are there any comments or recommendations from the floor on goal number four of the strategic plan? I do not see any flags. We move over to another important goal of the strategic plan, goal number 5, which is promoting maximum and effective participation of members. Yesterday, we did have some discussion on this goal. I'm sorry. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to raise a couple of issues which fall within goal number 4 and slightly overlap with the earlier goals. One of the main components of the action plan for food safety authorities in many countries is to lay down deliverables at the end of the year. At the beginning of the year, we are supposed to report back to our parliaments and announce that by the end of the year, these are the standards we are going to finalize and notify. Why can't we think of a similar process in the Codex, so that at the end, beginning of the year, we discuss and decide tentatively on the basis of the progress of various committees, which are the standards by the end of the year we will attempt to achieve. That will give greater clarity, greater focus on the year's activities. Instead of reporting that everything is an ongoing process, which it is, but unless we have some clarity on the final deliverables, final objectives, the whole year's activities will be an ongoing activity. It will spill over into next year of another set of ongoing activities. Number two, this is linked to the process of Codex, which you are examining in a number of other committees. Should we be looking at the 8-step procedure again? Now, Codex has passed a long period of time following this procedure. This is much more complicated than the procedure adopted by many other UN committees. Our subjects are different. We have much more scientific agenda in hand. It's more difficult. But in a way, it is more focused than many other political committees. So I would suggest that let us bring the management science into a second look at the 8-step procedure. Is this the most optimum procedure for an organization of this nature to go forward and achieve objectives? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India. You've made 2 points. One is about the deliverables for the following year in terms of work that the Codex attempts to do. And the second is a review of the 8-step procedure. I would request the Secretariat to respond on both the points, the work management approach that our committees take, and how the 8-step procedure has helped in inclusiveness and transparency of the process. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As regards the first point, which is on looking at the status of all and planning for completion of the standards, especially I think that was mostly on the standards, that's essentially carried out through the critical review because when a standard is proposed for new work, when we have discussed today and we discussed the critical review in the executive committee, there is a time schedule and it should be completed by a certain date, and that's regularly reviewed. So I would think the to some extent, of course, the first point is what we try to do in the critical review. Of course, it's been done for a few years, but we are learning in the process as well. And we have the each year we have this monitoring function of the executive committee looking at all the standards in the step procedure and where they are and whether they are progressing according to schedule or not. So that's considered by the executive committee. Considering the second question, of course, the procedure can always be reviewed. There can always be any amendment, any proposed for improvement. So that's of course up to any country, any member to make any proposal to reconsider the procedure, and that would be discussed. Because in fact, the procedural manual, we are constantly updating it. So any review or any proposal to amend the procedure, of course, that would be possible, and that would be for consideration, especially in the Committee on General Principles. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Just to supplement on this, the different committees plan their work program for the coming months or coming time. And they make proposals which are brought to the executive committee, and the reports of the executive committee are provided on the website of the Codex Commission, the Codex Secretariat does it. And this is what gives an indication to different members about the work plan that we attempt to do during the following year. All committees meet at different times, and therefore different committees have their cycle at which they report new work to be taken up. With regard to the 8-step procedure, this is something which the Commission might look at. There can be a possibility of discussing this under the CCGP. The Bureau which is going to look at the development of the new strategic plan is also going to look at that possibility of considering new management approaches for the Codex work. And this is how we could proceed forward. Are there any other comments or recommendations or suggestions for Goal 4? I do not see any other flags. So we move to Goal 5, which is promoting maximum and effective participation of members. We did have some good discussion yesterday, but we may discuss this, and the Secretariat may like to inform the Commission about the work that has been done over this period. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday, as you mentioned, we had some discussion, so we had noted that there were some comments made yesterday, and we will be including them in the report. That was concerning written comments, and the other was on timely distribution of documents, which was a problem for participation, and that was one of the issues identified in the discussion. So, promoting enhanced participation, there are a lot of activities. That was also, if you mentioned yesterday, about some of them. In the executive committee, we also had some note about further activities of FAO and WHO, so perhaps they would like to provide some update. And the 5.3 evaluation of Codex session held in developing countries, we've had various discussion also from a broader point of view on co-hosting, etc. So we had a report at the last commission. We have also made some recommendations in the general principles, which were approved at this commission to facilitate not only co-hosting, but in general hosting of conclusion of letter of agreement and all these procedures. So that was the decision. That was a recommendation also at the executive committee, and the other on strengthening Codex contact points. That's part of the. These reports are for consideration in the forthcoming cycle of coordinating committees. All of these are considered every time. So that's the same for activity 5.5. It is in the questionnaire that was sent to several of the coordinating committees that will meet at the end of this year, and That was the decision, but that's a standard procedure to send it to coordinating committees. And also at the executive committee, we provided some update on the use of audio webcasting and the, of course, the upgrade of the website. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La Belgique, au nom de l'Union européenne et de ses États membres. Les États membres de l'Union européenne sont convaincus que, dans le cadre de l'objectif numéro 5, la mise en place d'un système de mentoring similaire un peu à celui mis en place au sein du comité SPS pourrait contribuer à encourager une participation maximale et efficace des membres. Merci.
Thank you, Belgium. FAO would like to respond to this.
Thank you very much. The issue of mentoring is one of the aspects that FAO, and I can say also for WHO, have been considering in their capacity building activities to enhance the participation of developing countries in Codex, but also in improving their food safety system, national food safety systems. I think it's a very good approach, and we're encouraging it, and we'll be reporting later on, later today, on our capacity building activities, and we will certainly inform you of what we have done in this particular field. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como ayer el debate que terminamos dando sobre este punto, en mi concepto fue muy tibio, pretendo reservarme en cuanto a la distribución oportuna de documentos para el informe de la gestión de la Secretaría. Sin embargo, quiero dejar constancia en nombre de Colombia de la inconformidad sobre los esfuerzos para dar cumplimiento al objetivo número 5, especialmente a las actividades, a los numerales 5.1 y 5.2. Colombia se pregunta qué pasaría en cuanto al cumplimiento del numeral 5.1, si no existieran países donantes que a través del fondo fiduciario fomentaran en realidad el aumento de la participación de los países en desarrollo en el CODES. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. I would request WHO to respond on this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure it's such a difficult question. I mean, when we are trying to do some work with the support of donor countries, if the donors don't provide the money, we cannot do the work. So it would mean that a number of countries that are now helped with the trust fund could not participate in Codex meetings. So it would mean that we would have less participation of developing countries, and I would assume also that the Codex standards would then not represent a fully global picture. So that was the reason why the trust fund was set up, and I believe that's the reason why the donor countries are putting money into it. So if we didn't have that mechanism, I think the Codex standards would not be as well recognized as they are at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. That was the purpose of having this discussion yesterday that we had in the agenda number 14A when we discussed about the use of the trust fund. The other purpose of discussing this was to have an advanced planning about the extension of the Codex Trust Fund program so that the donor countries can take a view about its extension and making regular contribution to the trust fund. Regarding your other comment on 5.2 about the effective use of written comments, we did discuss this yesterday, and I had informed the Commission, and the Commission is aware that there are procedures laid down, clear procedures laid down for the Codex chairs about the use of written comments. It is very useful to have the written comments in time so that these can be circulated well in advance, so that other members can also view them, and these can be actually properly considered at the committee or at the commission level. Next, we have Eritrea. Delegation of Eritrea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The point we'd like to raise on 5.4, objective 5.4, perhaps it might have been partly answered by WHO, but we'd like to hear how the strengthening of codex contact points, national codex points, are going to be implemented in the process of implementing the strategic plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Eritrea. FAO has a regular plan for strengthening the codex contact points and national codex committees. May I request FAO to further elaborate on this? FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In FAO, jointly with WHO, and also in several occasions, we also involve in the Secretariat of the Codex Trust Fund. FAO, as I said, has been engaged in a number of activities. And yesterday, I mentioned this document that has been circulated yesterday, which gives, it's entitled Making the Codex Connection, a report of FAO activities to enhance countries' participation in Codex. And it's a thick document, 59-page document, or 60-page document, that provides information on what FAO has been doing solely or jointly with WHO in this particular field, with the support of core donor countries, and, as I said, with the support in certain instances also of the Codex Trust Fund. It's a huge program, and we are trying to reach every developing country that we can. Of course, based on the request that we receive, we will not intervene unless we have an official request from the government. But we do provide extensive support to the countries, and this report is a clear picture of what we are doing. But I will be reporting later on, as I said, Mr. Chairman, on our capacity building activities in document CX CAC 1033. 15, addendum 1, where also we provide information on this particular area of work, which is the support to the strengthening of national codex committees and codex contact points. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. The very fact that the participation in codex committees and commission meetings has increased, and the quality of the comments that have been received has also substantially improved over time, is testimony to the capacity building programs conducted by FAO. However, the commission is looking forward to more vigor and rigor in the capacity building training programs of FAO, and we do hope that this would continue at a faster pace. Next, we have Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. La República Dominicana desea, por favor, que se haga constar que estamos en necesidad de que la Comisión evalúe la posibilidad de que se mejoren los procesos a nivel de que se pueda implementar una mejor distribución de los documentos para mejorar realmente lo que sería la participación efectiva de los miembros. República Dominicana, que es un país que normalmente no tiene muchos fondos para poder asistir a reuniones del CODES, debe necesariamente utilizar los medios electrónicos, sobre todo para poder emitir sus comentarios y poder desarrollar las actividades internas que requiera la normativa nacional. Sin embargo, la situación de que muchos documentos nos llegan en idioma en inglés, sobre todo, nos llegan con pocos días de antelación, nos impide poder realizar un trabajo más efectivo internamente para por lo menos hacer algunos comentarios en algunos de los comités. Nos unimos a Colombia también en los aspectos del 5.1 y 5.2, y entendemos que la participación efectiva no solamente es que uno venga a una reunión, la participación efectiva es también que uno pueda emitir comentarios acorde con las necesidades reales de esta institución. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. The Secretariat would like to respond briefly on this. We have already discussed this point yesterday also and when Colombia raised the flag. But maybe very briefly you could respond to the member, please. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the intervention. So that would be, of course, included in the report and seeing what are the concerns and what are the obstacles to effective participation, as pointed out by the delegates who intervened. So perhaps, yes, we have always been discussing this question, availability of document, especially in all the languages of the Commission and the various difficulties. So perhaps, I don't know if we want to have detailed discussion at this stage or it will be under the next item. We had also this discussion in the executive committee, including the use of automatic or machine translation to facilitate the process. So that was we had also a discussion which you can find in the report of the executive committee on this point. So at this stage, in any case, for the purpose of the report on the strategic plan, of course, we will include all the concerns and perhaps we discuss a little more in detail under the next agenda item. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any other comments or suggestions from the floor for the work on the strategic plan? As we informed you yesterday, we are embarking on new work on the new strategic plan for 2013 to 18, yes. And we will come back to you hopefully next year with more information about the work that we are trying to do over the course of next year. Are there any other recommendations for the current plan, strategic plan? I do not see any other flags, which means that we have concluded our discussion on Agenda 11A.